Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Grudge Talk with the Wow Man. Call now 718-664-6134. 718-664-6134. It's Grudge Talk.
Let's do it.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmission, just a little ahead of the rest.
You're listening to Grudge Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, check it out.
Often imitated, but never duplicated.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Grudge Talk. I'm your host, John Thomas, and it's Wednesday, February the 25th, 2016. And without any further ado, I'm trying out some new equipment, so I hope everyone can hear me. And I'm going to start off by, you know, I got to call Jay Barnes. Man, I got to call a bunch of people this evening. A bunch, you know, three. And start off with Jay Barnes and get him on and get this show on the road. And then I have to try to call Mike Hill. I text him last week and asked him if he would come on the show, and he said he would. And he said he'd try and get on this evening. I texted him to make sure that everything was copacetic. Got a lot of things going on, and I gotta make a call all the way California, yeah. By way of South Cackalack. Don't tell me that Jay ain't gonna answer. Jay Hard. Jay Wildman. Make sure I got the right number. Yes, I got the right number.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet.
Hi, Jay Barnes. How can you set up that voicemail? You done had it for so long. Let me try one more time, and then I'm going to go on and call the next person. Jay Barnes? Let's do it. Come on, Jay. Don't do this. Man. Let me try one more time. And see what happens. Yeah. Here we go.
I know the phone kept dropping. Well, I don't know. Sometimes I guess the phone just didn't want to act right.
Hey, well, but, you know how. Can you hear me?
Yeah. How's it going, Juan?
It's going good. You know how Blog Talk is. I don't know what's going on. You know, it was a thing popped up and said this is reserved for a premium host. And I'm going like, I'm a premium $200+ worth.
I think they had a system. I think all of them had that today. I think I seen it come up on that way today too. I think it just
Okay.
man. Update that credit card.
Yeah, I did. You know. All right. Can you hear me all right? Because I'm trying out some new equipment, as always.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let me try and get this other person on. Let me look and see if he's on. Yep, he's on. So let me go to him, and I'll go to Mike. Mike Hill, how you doing, Mike? You are live on Grudge Talk with yours truly, and also Jay Barr.
Hey, I'm on a while, man, but I can't speak. I had to be on mute for a minute while, man, but I'm on listening for a minute.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on mute. Okay, well, we got him, and then I gotta make one more call by way, like I said, whenever I say a call by way of South Carolina. Jay, you got a lot of background noise, my man. You're the only one that's mic is hot. And I gotta make this call. And I told him I will call him. And then we'll put this baby. This will be 3 weeks. So this is the last week. We're going to try to get something done. And then we're going to move on to another topic. What I want to do is, I'm going to let the cat out the bag. I'm going to invite a man to come on because people tell me he has some good ideas. He just don't know how to implement them. And I'm talking about Crunch. You know, like I ain't never had no problems with him, you know. And so I'm going to try that and see what he says. All right. Try to get Rock on right now. Oh, boy. Like, what? This is too much. Whoa. Jay, you still there?
Say it again, Wild Man, what'd you say?
What did Blog Talk do? Did they change their rate?
I don't know, Wild Man. I do know they had that screen came up, yeah, I think, and they want everybody to update their credit card.
I know. Willie Dog probably could let me know about it. Man, it done went up. Okay. All right. I'll find out, but anyway, Let me just come out of this and go back to the other one and see what's happening. No, but I should be good. All right, let me go back to the studio and try to do this because, this is crazy. Yeah, and this is too much. But anyway, we're going to get this going, try another way because I really don't understand what's going on. I'm going to try this. I did. It clicked you off. So call me. Have me. Okay. What is it? Push the one button. All right, y'all, hold on. All right. Yeah, man, this Blog Talk is messing up. I don't know what the problem is. All right. Okay. I got you. Okay. I got it. All right, well, welcome to Blog Talk Rock. And, like I said, I wanted to get you on also. And now everyone knows Jay Barnes, you know, bring them up to date with where we are. Jay Barnes.
What's up? I'm here.
Right. I'm trying to keep that noise down while I'm in. That's why I keep...
Okay. Well, I just want you to bring everybody up to date, and if you want me to, I'll bring them up to date. But I'd rather you do it.
Okay, I'll do it. Wild Man, where we at today? Based on our last couple of shows, everybody in America has joined forces, and all is good, and we're moving forward.
Oh, okay. good news, huh?
Let me say this, I have had a lot of people have called while trying to get more specific information, and a lot of people they ask questions, and sometimes from my standpoint, while I think I be conveying the message that I'm trying to get out, mm-hmm. and you know, I and on the spot you miss a lot of detail, And so, but, you know, this is the thing that, you know, the purpose of the show, Wild Man, the purpose of the show, that being on your show now, is not to dictate or make anybody do anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, it's solely for the purpose of discussion. And so, through the discussion, you know, we are saying that a couple of things that we were, that people have said that they would like to see.
Mm-hmm.
They would like to be able to see that the racers' awards are given based on stats. Now, there are some people that like that, some people that don't. But that's the purpose of the discussion. Also, you know, we were talking about how the selection of the awards were done.
Mm-hmm.
And people have called, because a lot of the things that were being discussed before, people assumed. And I asked other people this question, Wow, do
mm-hmm.
you know how the people were selected? And 99% of the people said they had no idea. So my point was to them, I'm all for the improvement. Well, I mean, you got to give me 1 second. Give me 1 second.
All right. And don't go away, Rock. And Mike, you're on mute. So let's listen to J-Bar. This is a surprise to me. I didn't know. You know, he say everything is in, you know, take care of and everything is in place. And he's moving on. But I need Rock on. Rock, I don't like you.
Okay, I'm back. Well, I saw it.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Jay.
All right. And, you know, people wanted to make improvements, but they didn't know what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
They just knew what people said we were doing. And before you can improve, at least find out what we're doing. Because what we're doing may be the best thing. And you wouldn't know that unless you took the time to call and ask. And we had a lot of people that called and asked, and I think we got a lot of understanding. That's me, Wildman?
Yeah, that's you. Go ahead. We hear you.
Okay. And so, again, you know, we're not trying to, I want everybody to understand that we're not trying to, I'm not trying to force anybody to do anything. This is the topic of, you know, we're discussing what can make things better. And we can discuss a lot of things, you know, and hopefully improve. That's where we at.
Oh, okay. So you got the wheel in motion.
Well, yeah. You know, there's a lot of things going on. You know, mainly here. On your side, we've been the awards, the end of the year awards, but. I want people to know that there are shows going on around the country every day, and we've been discussing different things in different parts of the country. You know, different people in different parts of the country have different concerns. And so one of the things that we've been working on is trying to make sure that, you know, that everybody understands is that when I'm talking, anything.
Okay.
The services that we are offering just for the people who want to be.
Yeah, go ahead. You're breaking up, though. You're breaking up, Jay. You must be moving around. Jay? Jay? He dropped. We got to get him back on. I don't know what happened, but he must have been moving around. I don't know, because he died out.
Yeah.
Let me try to get Jay on. All right, I'll give you a call, too. Okay, let me try to get Jay back. I don't know what happened. Okay, let's call Jay Barnes. back. I can hear that he was getting ready to drop out. He started going in and out. And then all of a sudden he went, phew. So he was just bringing us up to date. You know, what he's saying was everything is good. So let's go back to him and get him on. All right. Okay. Shape on. And look, I'm about to. Yeah, Jay, I don't know what happened. You dropped out, so I had to call you back.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what I mean, I was just saying the fact that, you know, for some reason, people, I don't know, I just want to clarify, we're not trying to force anybody to do anything. If the promoters that don't want to participate, if they don't want to participate, I'm fine with that. If the tracks that don't want to participate, I'm fine with that.
All right.
So that's where I'm at. Well.
Oh, okay. So everything is the wheels are in motion and we can move on to something else, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, is there, you know, is it anybody that wanted to speak on that? I mean, is it that we get more participation when there's a perceived argument, or do the fact that we say it's an open discussion, that, you know, do we not want to get we can't get some communication on that?
All right. Well, let me open up this mic. Let me make this one more call, and then I'm gonna go to Rock. Jay dropped the key. No, he's still there. Okay. This is
hello.
Oh, Long Island, you're live on Grudge Talk. I got Long Island. How's
everything doing, Wild Man?
It's going good, and I got you on. You're a racer and a promoter, and Jay was saying that everything is, the wheels are in motion, and he's open to suggestions and everything else, and so it's going to be a quick show on this topic. I just got a couple of people I want to get on, and I'm going to start right now with Rock. Where you at, man? Key your mic and start talking. Now, I wanted Rock on because last week his name came up. It came up about the bank. And I wanted Rock to explain how everything came up with the bank and everything else. So, Rock, how you doing, man? This is why he ain't one of my favorite people. He probably ain't even listening. So I can talk about him any way I want to. And he probably got his phone muted, else he got it off the hook or something. You there, Rock? Rock. They used to call him Rockster, Rockstar. That status disappeared real quick. Rock, pick up the phone. Your hand is up and everything. Lord have mercy. All right. Well, I tell you what, maybe something wrong. You try and do this, because after I gave him that great introduction, I figured he'd jump right on. And I'm going to try this, because I don't want him to say, wow, man, you did it on purpose. You know I was on the line. Oh, yeah, hold on a second. Okay. Somebody playing beats on their phone.
Yeah, you hit something.
I figured that was you. All right, here we go. Let's get Rock on right quick.
Hello?
Man, I had all them nice comments about you, said a bunch of nice stuff about you, and I guess it dropped. You weren't there.
Yeah, I was listening, but every time you called my name, you couldn't hear me.
No, I couldn't hear you, you know, and I just...
Well, look here, I want to say this right quick. I want to say something real quick. I mean, talking about lickety-split quick.
Right.
You know, this banquet shit, this banquet stuff, you know, everybody want to have something to say about the banquet and all its imperfections, but nobody wanted to take control of the banquet. I mean, we gave the first banquet at my place, you know, years ago, and Pro Stop tried to continue it from there, and it was a problem with him. Then Jay Barnes grabbed the reins because nobody wanted to do it. They dropped it. It wasn't going to be a banquet. So Grudge Inc. said, okay, cool. You know, we want to be at the forefront of this thing. We grab the reins. We do it. Try to organize it. Make it as best as we possibly can. And what happens now? People still continue to find flaws and try to figure out a way to dismantle or discredit the work that's been put in. But what people don't understand is all the phone calls, all the damn organizing of the awards, all the ordering of the trophies, getting the venues in place, calling the races, calling the promoters. I mean, it's a lot of damn work to put on a banquet. And, you know, being that this ain't nothing that's been running for 20 years where you can kind of get all the flaws out of it, it takes work. It started somewhere, and you got to continue to do it year after year to make it better. But nobody's giving it a chance because every year they're trying to beat the shit down, no matter if it was the first one or the third or the fifth one. So, in my opinion, I think people need to understand that these people are working pro bono. And for people who don't know what that is, that's free. F-R-E-E. And how many of us go to work every day for free? I don't know none. So when you trying to beat a whole, beat something down, understand that these people are doing this because they love the game that we participate in, and they try to give you something to make you proud of the hard work or the money that you've lost throughout that season. You know, so you gotta be appreciative that somebody's trying to do something. And people should stop beating it down. I mean, it's new. It hasn't ran for that many years. I mean, we got to continue to make it better. If you have criticism, have constructive criticism where it's going to help Jay Barnes and his group of people make it better.
All right. I understand that, and I like that, you know. And also, you know, originally Mr. Jones came up with the idea, right? And then tell us about what you did from there.
Well, Jones and I was at Darlington, and we spoke about it, and we talked about doing it, and, you know, we got together. Pro Stock Joe came on board with us. We did the very first one at my nightclub. It was a nice, you know, nice night. Everybody looked nice. Everybody had a good time. And then the next year, they tried to make it bigger and better. Soon as somebody else grabbed it, then we automatically started looking for fault. All of, you know, people robbing and stealing and so on and so forth, and it just got worse every year.
Okay.
You know, it makes people not want to do it because you have to go through so much criticism to do it. It makes you not want to do it because you ain't getting paid for it anyway.
All right. Okay. Jay, you still there?
Yeah. No. I'm here. Rock is 100 in what he's saying. And that's why, you know, like I said, you know, nobody want to take it on and make it happen. They just want to criticize what, you know, what people are doing. And but again, it's for, we're still doing it for the people who want to participate, who want to appreciate, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're doing.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, tonight is not any no big old discussion. You know, I don't think there's a lot to be said. And you know me, I don't like to stay on this show long if nothing else. So, you got a new video out, right, Jay Barnes, about the upcoming race this weekend? Or did you do a weather forecast?
Yeah, well, we got a new one out for this weekend. I think it's, well, I mean, I don't know what we got out this weekend. I do know there are some races. I know Ronnie Brown's races this weekend. And I
right.
know, but that's the only one I know this weekend, I think. A lot of guys are traveling down that way. That's probably going to be one of the bigger Grudge events, you know, coming up this weekend. You know, the month of March is a powerful month. You know, it didn't be so heavy. You know, now I think there's, you know, probably at least 2 to 3 races on every weekend through the month of March. So,
I guess everybody's on board trying to get in. It's a good thing that we hadn't had too much infighting on dates. So, I appreciate that because that's something that we, you know, there generally be some argument about dates. And right now, we hadn't had that. So, you know, I think things are getting better. Wow, things are getting better. Things are moving. And that's why I just keep saying, sometimes we do too much focusing on that 5 or 10% of the people who talk loud, and that's the people who really are negative, really. And we don't pay attention to the 90% that's trying to move forward.
That's just like James Brown had a song out called Talking Loud and Saying Nothing. You know, I should have played that. You know, I should have said it. But anyway, let me stop right here and ask Rock a question. Rock. Now.
Yeah.
For your birthday bag. Is anyone try to take that date from you yet? Is it locked in now?
Yeah, it's locked in. That's been there.
All right. Is you by yourself on that date?
That I know of, that's why.
All right. Well, y'all heard it right now.
What's the date? Now, what's the date?
October 3rd.
October 3rd. Okay.
October the 3rd. That's Long Island Joe that asked you that question. Stand by, Long Island. I got something.
I thought that was Long Island.
I got
something. Hey, what's going on, Rock?
What's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. How's everything?
I can't complain. In this sunny weather, I'm glad. You got to deal
with
that.
We got one.
Y'all dealing with.
Yeah,
I don't have to deal with it.
Now, I know that I was trying to find out some information about Ronnie Brown's show, so. There's one man that I know that knows what's happening this weekend. So without any further ado, the world famous Willie Dawg. How you doing, Willie? Kibble. Dawg. Come on, unmute that mic. I know all your numbers and your mother too. No. He wants to try to get him to come on and tell us about Ronnie Brown, because I think he's the mouth of the South down there this weekend. But nevertheless, Jay Barnes, isn't one of your ladies that do the videotaping and do a lot of work for you? Does she know about it? I'm closing Dawg's mic. She don't like to come on my show anyway. What the heck? So let me go here. 706. 7637, you're live on Grudge Talk. That's
Call me out. Hey, this is Sunshine. How y'all doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm cooking dinner. I wasn't expecting you to call me out like that.
Oh, a little switching in the kitchen, huh?
Exactly.
Ronnie Brown show. Quick update on it.
Ronnie Brown, Valdosta, SDMP, this Saturday, February 28th. I'm not 100% sure because I don't have my tablet in front of me, but I know Candy Crusher is locked in with Bigfoot.
Uh-huh.
Bigfoot is getting a back tire. Candy Crusher is also locked in with Whip, and I believe the car is Junior. And that's the only two that I can recall, because I know they was on a show yesterday. But there are going to be a lot of lock-ins. Everybody come on out. She's in Valdosta. Okay. Weather looks good. So.
I may be wrong now, but I thought that the Godfather out of Michigan was going to run you know, that's the race I want to see. It's supposed to run Boogeyman. Now, you know,
That's it. That's another big one. That's another big one, Jack.
Yeah. That.
Okay.
You know, those uh-huh. two top movies, I want to see that.
That's right. That's going to be a good one. Okay. All right. Well, go on back and finish cooking there, Sunshine.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to hit mute for y'all. We'll hear this background noise.
Okay, go ahead. Go right ahead.
All right. I'm still listening.
Okay, and if Willie Dawg get off of that other show, he kind of ought to throw that in there, because I do believe he's the man on the mic down there. Now, Rock, I'm jumping ahead.
Let me make an announcement too. I got another announcement before you get back to Rock. For all the Long Island Joe hadn't said it, but I dialed his old number and I couldn't get him. So Long Island Joe got a new number. I don't know why he tried to keep it a secret.
Well, you know how it is down there in Long Island. Long Island, when you get off the show, call Jay Barnes so you can talk to him. But
you got
Rock,
it. You got
right,
it.
Well, Rock, let me ask you something. What
his
Rock.
Phone number is?
Yeah, I know his phone number. You want me to text
no.
him?
No. I think he got a new show number.
Oh, a new
show yes.
number. Oh, well, go ahead and give him the show number.
Well, I got to pull it up now because we actually I'm going to turn around. I'm going to change the time because I actually had a problem. I really don't want to be on somebody else's thing, but just to have to keep it going. But we're going to change the day. We're looking at the best day, and I'll give you a call back. I'll let you know next time for sure.
Okay.
Because we're actually changing it around. I don't want to be bumping heads with anybody else the same show.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right. Rock, I got a question for you.
Oh, no. What's that?
I'm jumping ahead. Now, not this weekend, but next weekend. What are you going to do on March the 7th besides bring me a birthday cake?
I'm gonna try to put something on the head. That's what I'm gonna try to do.
Who is Dave?
Candy Crusher and Lethal Weapon. Lethal Weapon already trying to cop out. Talking about his motor might not be ready. How long it take to get that shit ready?
I don't know.
I got an hour in a week.
Yeah, well, it took me.
I went to Gene's on a Monday and was finished on a Thursday. It don't take that damn long to get no damn motor ready. I don't want to hear that old crazy shit. I want to get on his ass.
Well, what about Candy Crusher?
Oh, I'm gonna do something real nasty to him. He got two little clowns be talking for him all the time.
What kind of race are y'all gonna have?
He gave me the back tire. Same race he's gonna get you down there, I think. Or whoever he races. I wish you can get Bigfoot up there so I can try to rerun that race. I wish you'd come to Carolina.
I don't know. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. And
I got my escorts in Florida. I'm trying to redeem myself.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Long Island Joe. You got a new number, right?
Yep, I got one, but I just want to make sure I get everything right. I'll give you the new number, but I don't know if they're going to change it since I'm going to change the day. So that's why I'm just making sure. I'm going to see what happens. But
no, they
I got the new.
They probably give you the same date. When you schedule the show, the number stays the same.
Okay, so this will be my new number now. It's 713-955-955. 0440.
And
that'll be my new number. Well, I'm gonna try to change it to Wednesday or Tuesday, one of the two. I want to just because I don't want to be bumping heads right now, kind of like on top of somebody. So I want to change it. So I'm gonna try to change it. I'm gonna try to change it a little earlier. So I want to just make sure we're looking at everybody else's thing, so I don't be bumping heads with nobody.
Well, you know, on Wednesday it's me and BET.
Okay, so BET is at what time is BET?
He's Central Time, I do believe. Let me see. I do believe he's at Central Time on Wednesday, which is an hour after me. I could be wrong. Do you
it's
know
an hour that? After you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you,
know,
normally
you know what I'm going to do, Wildman?
What's that?
What I'll do is I get in touch with you. I get in touch with you tomorrow or later on, and maybe I can figure out how to get into his time slot without touching nobody.
Okay.
That'd be the best thing, you know?
That sounds like a good thing to do. Yep.
Wow, man, I was going to ask you anyhow. Are you going to be able to make it down there to pay a bill when we come?
That's on March the...
21st.
Yeah, March the 21st. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
All right. That's all I want to hear, as long as you can make it down. Now, do you eat pork?
Sure, I do.
Okay, that's all right. All right, so we got you over there.
All right.
You know, because Because you know we got some judges, so you might as well put, you might as well sit right at the table with the judges and tell the truth.
I don't do no horseshoes. Rock do horseshoes.
No, hey, look, I'm trying to figure out how Long Island Joe eat pork, and he from New York or New Long Island. Well.
Look, I'm the one cooking it.
We got everybody from up there, I know they like to pig the enemy.
Nah, that's a totally different story at my house. I would tell you.
Oh, okay.
No, I ain't with
you. Oh, okay.
Now, Rock, do you eat pork?
Do I? I sleep with it.
Well, I'll tell you, well, you invited to, if you want to come down there, come on. Because we got two pigs going on. It's going to be North versus South.
Hey, look, my granddad said he lived to be 94 because he ate pork every day.
I tell everybody, we got some vinegar there just in case your blood pressure high. You be all right.
Okay.
We got a lot of...
No, go ahead.
Okay, we got a lot of races because, you know, Street King just locked in with White Lightning. You heard about that one just the other day, right?
Right.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, he gave a White Lightning the back tire, a motor car, to the home wrecker, nicer car. So,
home wrecker.
I know. Yeah, yes, sir. I mean, and then you got little Tony. He got both of his cars, the GTR and the Cadillac. They all locked in. So far, we got 29 races locked in.
So, damn.
And then you got the mistress. I don't know if you know this guy. He with the small block. He beat the Bad Storm before.
I know.
He's running. You know him? But
yeah.
Jeff Rogers just came out. He said he's tired of that bracket racing, the pro mod stuff. So he went out and made him a grudge car. So he got a small block, and he said he don't care as long as the stock suspension on 28. He's running anybody that down there. And he done locked in two races, so he's locked in with the mistress. You know, so it's quite a bit of guys. You know, you got, what is his name, Weeby Cooper and them. They're locked in with the Copperhead. And you got Anthony Williams and Short Dog. You know, they're going at it. The Mount Holly boys, you know, they're going against Buddy Blow that day. So we got quite a bit. You even got Jay Barnes. Jay, is you supposed to get in the car? Are you going to drive?
No.
That's what I heard it was supposed to be. That time I heard it was supposed to be. That's the only way they were talking about the stipulations they were saying.
Hey, Long Island Joe, I can tell you right now, Short Dog's going to get the shirt beat off of him.
He's going to get the shirt beat off? Look, they will
play. Yeah, Short Dog is the sweetest man in racing. Damn, he's sweet. He's sweeter than Kate.
Oh, man.
No. Let me change that. Hey, Short Dog, sweeter than a bag of Dixie Crystal sugar.
Dang, God. Well, hey, Short Dog was taking side bets the other day.
Short Dog, sweeter than a 5-pound bag of Dixie Crystal sugar.
Well, let me just tell you, Short Dog got to drive 3 cars that day. He's driving 3 cars, 3 different cars.
Short Dog.
3 different races. Yeah, Short Dog is. He
jumped
Anthony
going to kill
him.
Short Dog.
Yeah.
And y'all can tell him y'all can tell him I said that too. I don't give a damn. It's the truth.
Oh, my God. You know, you got Baby Django going against, what are we going to call him? Wild man, we didn't want to call him Jose. We're going to say Baby Jose.
Yeah, that's right. Baby Jose.
Yeah, that's with Dusty and them crew over there. Because Dusty running the Carolina Killers. They locked in, too. You know, so then you got Extreme versus Hot Sauce and them. That's with Short Dog and them boys with the S10. And they going a quarter mile. G-Money and Disturbing the Peace from out here, they running. My little son and Money Mike, they running also. They all locked in. So we got it quite a bit. You know, Popeye and the Slut, they running.
So Popeye and the Slut?
Yeah, they locked in.
I guess everybody be beating him, huh?
I mean, you know what? It's going to be a lot of grudge runs, and a lot of them are coming right up the trail.
Oh, okay.
There's like three or four runs coming off the trail.
Y'all hold on a second. Let me see if Mike got anything on his mind. 404-6381, you're live on Grudge Talk. I thought maybe, you know, like you said, to mute your mic was muted. Let you just holler at a good friend of yours, Rock, and Long Island Joe, and also Jay Barnes.
Mike ain't on here.
Yes, he is.
No.
All right, well, he said he was going to mute his mic, but I guess he's just listening. He might be eating this time of day. But anyway.
Mike ain't on.
Yes, he is. So, Long Island, I meant to ask you, I was going to try to get Larry on because Larry has a full schedule coming up. You and Larry. I think you're teaming up with Larry for a couple of races.
Yeah, we got on May 25th. You know, it's going to be the battle of the small blocks. Who got the better small block? And you got Rhodey coming out here. I know you heard the stipulations, how they're doing it. They're going, each one of them going to put $5,000 in. And four of them, Bobby, Young Stang, and then you got Mo out there. And they're all going to put the $5,000 in and win and take all. Plus, we're going to put $4,000 on top of it. So it'll be a $24,000 pot.
Woo.
So regardless whether or not you break on the line or break before you get there, you lose the $5,000. It don't matter. That $5,000 has to go. The money is up.
Money is up. Okay.
That's gonna be worthwhile watching. I'll tell you that because it can be anybody racing that one. I know. Don't get me wrong, Rhodey rides, but I tell you that little Bobby ain't no joke either. I don't know if anybody's seen that race, and he almost hit the wall. He was out in front of Young Stang. I mean.
He
on the money.
Hey, look here, Long Island. I tell you what I can do. If you can get a hold of that big nasty boo fella, that scary ass dude who called me out on some bullshit after I done blow my car there at that track, if you can get his ass to lock in, I'll come up there and bust his damn head open.
I'll knock his
goddamn ears off.
I will make sure I get that taken care of.
If you can get him locked in, I'll come up there and I will murder him right in front of everybody.
You got it right. I'll make sure that happens. That ain't gonna be no problem.
Cause he don't want to address me. Every time I don't address him online, you know what I mean, he ignored me or whatever the case is. You know what I mean. But he went on the damn loudspeaker and called me out. I don't play that.
He did. On a loudspeaker.
He went on the loudspeaker at William Brown race and called me out, man, on the damn intercom.
Wow. Yeah, no, you got to address that one.
Yeah, now he act like he don't want to race.
I'll make sure that race happened for you.
And tell him I want to burn his T-shirt after I bust him. Tell him that's part of the race. Burn that damn T-shirt he around here trying to sell. It's a nice T-shirt, though.
It's a nice T-shirt.
This nice T-shirt. I ain't front, but I, you know, I don't like nobody calling me out on damn loudspeaker. Now he don't want to answer. That's crazy.
Well, you know,
you know.
Rock. Let me tell Rock what I was gonna do. I was gonna do, but I changed my mind because one of the things that I wanted to do ever since both of our cars was at Orangeburg is I wanted to try you, and I messed around. I had my chance. And I didn't do it because you went on down the track. But
okay, well, man, if you come on the 7th, you can try me.
No, I'm trying to tell you, I'm getting ready to bow out. You know, it has come about that I'm selling the car. I only got one pass on a fresh motor, and it'll be there, but I'm selling it. I'm not even bringing the driver. As a matter of fact,
you bet not.
It's for sale, and there is nothing that you or Kim, a Willie Dog can do to make me take the sand down. And it'll have a full nitrous bottle in it. It ain't going down the track, but I won't have no driver. So it's gonna
do you go with the car?
No, I don't go with the car. I'm done.
Oh,
yes, that's
Wow, man, I think a good sale for the car would be if you come to be a butler for the man who back.
No. See, I can't clean up. I could clean up if I was still racing because I clean you up. I didn't know whether to run you before or after Candy Crush.
Shit, you ain't going to want me after you see me, what I do to Candy Crush. I promise you ain't coming.
Right. That's just like the race, that the big race you had at Jackson, and I bet against you. I'm going to come
out. You lost your money.
I lost my money then. I'm going to get it back.
I know.
Candy Crusher. You
know. Okay, how much we bet?
Bet the same thing that I bet when I didn't bet you, but the same amount that I lost.
I want you to bet me though.
I'm gonna bet you the $400. I might.
You got it.
I might take it up to $500.
You can do it. I ain't gonna stop you. I promise you. I ain't gonna stop you.
That's because I don't like you. And
that's fine too.
I sure wish some other people was on the line. But anyway, that's the way it goes, you know.
Hey, well, man, you know one thing about it. I come to the track and don't want nobody like me. I try to make all the enemies I can before I get there.
Well,
so that way,
know,
I don't have to sit at. That's why I don't have to sit at the track like still shooting them. It's like I can't get a race. Won't nobody race me? Oh, I'm just this, that, and the third. You see, I don't never have no problem getting a race. Never in my life have I had that problem.
No, they just
I ain't going there. I want to make piss everybody off on Thursday, so when they get to the track on Saturday, I know they out for me.
Ain't nobody. Okay, you gonna make them mad on Thursday. Better yet.
Right, and I'm going to keep going on Friday, so by the time Saturday get there, everybody should be who trying to aspire to race, they should be listening to this shit. You piss them off on Thursday, right? Then
yeah.
You keep pissing at them on Friday, so when you get to the track Saturday, you got gangs of people trying to gang up against you. They get together to try to race you. So that ensures that you're going to at least have an opportunity to get some money or get broke, one or two.
Yeah, well, you just go to the bank before you leave California. Or you probably still in South Carolina.
No, I go anywhere. I want to go get money now. But I will tell you this, anybody who's doing it, be prepared, because once they come, you can't back down.
Ooh wee. Was that the name of the car? Ooh wee, or what's the name of that car?
The name of my car is Piao.
Piao. That ain't even what the cartoons say.
The car named Piao, man. When you hear somebody back in the day holler Piao, what the hell? Somebody got light.
All right. Okay. All right,
yeah.
Well.
But look here, man, I'm at work. I got to go. I will holler at y'all on the flip side.
Okay,
but I got
appreciate
to go.
It,
Rob.
Take it
easy, Rob.
I'll see you Saturday because I don't want to hear all the stuff that's talking on Wednesday and Thursday or Friday or whatever it is.
Well, Rock, right, you gotta make it down there on the 21st because I'd like to have you as one of the judges to be up on there on a big case and kind of thing.
He left. He told one of them.
Oh, he left?
Yeah, he's gone. When he say he's off. Okay, well, let me go back to J-Bond. J-Bond, we just took everything away from you.
Well, man.
Uh-huh.
I thought in 2015, this supposed to be the show that broke, that, you know, that was breaking news and keeping things in the forefront. Well, man, and I was hoping to hear some good information, Wild Man, but since nobody want to talk today, I got a question for you, Wild Man.
Okay.
I got a question for you, Wild Man.
Go ahead.
I'm asking this question because, you're a knowledgeable man. Now, I got issues. The NHRA, Wild Man, is that a...
Uh-huh.
And I'm just asking the question, Wild Man,
Okay.
I'm just asking the question now. Is the NHRA, is that a what do you call it when you segregated group or desegregated? I don't know which way to put this. Is the NHRA, and if they are segregated, how long have they been segregated?
I don't know. Well, I'll tell you this. I'm laughing because I've been trying for the longest, okay, and to go back. I try every year, and I talk to the stats guy and everybody I know, and I ask the question, who were the first announcers at the first Fall National? And I even made a call a week or so ago to the new track manager there, who used to be a little kid when I used to work there. And what happened is I worked for Clark Marshall, who had the Puyallup drag strip in Puyallup, Washington. And he bought Seattle International Raceway at Kent. And like he bought it on a Thursday, and they had the first Fall National that weekend. And so he shifted his whole crew, which was myself and a guy named Zeke. I don't even know Zeke's last name. And my understanding is that I was the first black announcer to announce at an NHRA national event. Now, Phil Shuler, I got to say hats off to him, because Phil Shuler tried really hard to find out the information. And he ran into a brick wall when ESPN wasn't doing the races then. It was Diamond P Entertainment. And he got as far as that. Now, one thing that I was trying to do, but I couldn't get in contact with the new manager. And I was also trying to get in contact with Ed the Ace McCullough or Jerry the King Root, because they know, you know. And
Well, man, now what year was this? This was in the 80s? This was in the 80s?
No, this was in the 70s. The first Fall Nationals, I do believe, was in 1972. We went from the Fall Nationals.
I can't work while I went.
72. We went from the Fall Nationals to the Nationals at Indy. Because that's the way
1972. I got a question, Wild Man. I got a question. In 1972, there were two styles as a black man. There were two styles going at the time. You either were following James Brown with the curl and the high waist band pants, or you were taking on Jimi Hendrix with the afro. Now, which one did you follow, Wildman?
I had an afro. As a matter of fact, I'm going to post it. I'm going to post it on NT Grudge Racing.
I got to see that, Wildman. I got to see that.
I'm going to post it as soon as I get off the air.
Wildman, did you have the high waist? Did you have the, you know, the waistband with the big waistband and the sack shoes?
Yeah. I didn't wear no tight pants with your socks showing, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, man, I got to see that.
Well, I'm going to post it on NT Grudge Racing when we get off the show tonight. Yes, sir. Yep.
I hope John pin it to the top so everybody gets a chance to see it.
I don't know if he will. And I'm gonna tell you what kind of car I used to have. I used to have a 1967 Ford Thunderbird.
Yeah,
black.
You were smart.
It was black. It was a four door, and the license plate said WMRTDJ. Suicide doors on it. And
you were smart, man.
I thought I was the stuff. I can't say what it really was. Here's a hand just jumped up. 478-9092. Bobby Wildchild, how you doing? Talking about them clogs and them bell-bottom pants and them afros. Brought back some memories, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, man, since you said that, you know, I went to the banquet down to NHRA, down to Jekyll Island.
Uh-huh.
And since you mentioned that, one guy, he thought, he had seen me, and he thought that I was you.
Oh,
and
really?
He said, and he said he had what? He thought, he said, he asked me, he said, are you still announcing? I said, announcing? What are you talking about? He said, you Wild Man. And I said, huh? No, not really. He said, I work with that guy. and he just wanted the old announcer from NHRA, and I was trying to catch the name because I think you said it, but
Zeke.
I'm not.
His name was Zeke.
Okay, yep. Kind of sure. Well, he done got old because he said he'd been doing it for a while, and
uh-huh.
He was well. But I can't really remember his name. And if he thought that he knew me, thought I was you somehow. But that's the only reason why I interrupted the show, because you said he was doing it. Thought that was I still announcing. I'm going like, man, not me.
Well, but, that's what it used to be. What used to happen is he used to go around and talk to all of the funny car racers and the top fuel racers and the guys that had the experimental stuff, you know, and at the time they were running the AA fuel alter, and he'd get information on them and what they was doing and talk to Don Perdome. Even he would talk to the guy was a nobody then. I mean, he was barely making it. John Ford, you know. And while he was talking to everyone, I'd be doing the thing. And then after they get through qualifying, he would come up and, you know, do his little thing. And we had fun doing it. Yeah. And that was years ago. Yeah.
Didn't want to interrupt the show, y'all. I just think I would throw that in there. Wild man. So.
I just want to thank you for that, you know. And maybe I know one person that I think can take it a little bit further is Antoine Brown, you know, because he's real good at looking up information and talking to people. Yeah, so that's what I might do. Yep, and if Ed Chula go over there and talk to that little McCullough, he was a little child running around.
I got another trivia question, Wild Man.
All right, let's hear it, Jay.
What is the newest all concrete track in Georgia? Hold on, let the music play, Wild Man, before you attempt to answer. The question is, what is the newest all concrete drag strip in Georgia?
All right, hold on,
Wild Man.
Let me do this.
And now a message from the track owners.
Todd! Hey! All right, Bobby Wildchild, how's your track coming along?
Just fine. Y'all got me all, no lie. It's coming fine. All right, Jay.
Now, Bobby Wildchild, my trivia question was, what is the newest all-concrete track in Georgia? And your answer is?
None other than U.S. 19 Dragway. Now, what did I get for that?
You going to get a consolation prize, Bobby Wildchild? You going to get a consolation prize. Now,
I want you
to know, Wild Man,
uh-huh.
that, you know, Bobby have fared and took on all the storms and the attacks, you know, about the quality of his surface at US 19. You know, he inherited that track, not inherited, but he got it. It was a pre-existing track that he became the owner of. And one and only issue I ever heard heard as a complaint was that the surface, it showed age. But now, the fact that it's an all-concrete track and it is, level, true, no bumps, no humps, with Macon clothes, I mean, that in the Central Georgia area, that should be the premier track to visit. Do you agree, Wildman?
I do, absolutely, and I do believe that it will be.
I thank y'all. I thank y'all. We still, and I appreciate the support that we did get from people. Really did. I got to throw my hat off to Jay Bunn and Big Dave and a lot of them. Wild Man. I don't want to leave nobody out. Everybody. I want to thank everybody that did that. But it's been a tough journey. Now I ain't gonna sit there and take it on a lot, like, you know, and I still got, you know, we still got ways to go. And I'm just hoping everybody will come out and support. And I think I said it to Wild Man, and I said it to Jay Bunn and a lot of others. I ain't got to have it all. I don't mind, you know, if the people will support, and I'm saying it on national radio, so they can. I don't mind paying $15,000, $20,000. I ain't got to have it all. But, you know, the track got to make money, too. But I ain't got to have it all. I know what it takes to run a car, Wild Man. And I'm pretty sure that everybody listening on this radio knows. But I don't have a problem. My wife says sometimes I get a little too crazy. And, you know, I want to, you know, get paid, you know, keep all the money away. Well,
okay.
I've been learning now a little bit better. You can't get all away. But I want people to be able to, if you win at the end of the night, you know, if you win in $15,000, $20,000, you know, or even $10,000, I think that'll go a little way, Rich Morton.
Yes, it would. But look, Bobby, did your wife tell you why you making the improvements on the track? You better make an addition to that tower where you can put a bedroom in it. Like my wife told me that if you spend some more money on that car, you better buy an enclosed trailer and put a sleeper in it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, trust me, I have gotten that. Yes, I've gotten it. Yeah.
Okay.
She didn't tell me what was going to happen if I get. But anyway, hey, I appreciate it. But we call it Georgia. Best concrete track.
All right.
Georgia's best concrete track. All right, Wild Man.
Okay, hold on. 803-4096, you're live on Grudge Talk. Yeah, 803-4096, you're live on Grudge Talk.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what's going on? It's Mr. 1000. I was listening to you a little bit earlier. I had to put the phone down for a meeting. So I know I missed a good little bit of the stuff. But to Jay Barnes, you know, whatever he need my help with, I help him in any way I can with the awards and all that good stuff.
Okay. Now
Mr. 1000, I'm glad. Mr. 1000, hey, I want y'all to know that's why they call him Mr. 1000. He might wasn't on the phone, but did you see how he came out swinging? You got did you see how he came out swinging?
I did.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Wild Man, that's what you call support. When you open his mic, he came out swinging. He didn't care if nobody surrendered. He didn't care if everybody. He came out. Now, look at 1,000. That's 1,000. That's 1,000. That's what I'm talking about.
I almost forgot I hit the button. I was looking on Facebook. And I heard him say 49-6. I'd heard him get it the way y'all can hear me.
Yeah. Well, I know Jay. I knew Jay that he was going to be an all right promoter when he first talked to me. And he had a whole bunch of flyers in his hand. And you know, he spent a lot of time talking to me, and I introduced him to some people and, you know, to point him in the right direction. And now he's doing promoting the shows and got a little video thing and photography going on, and he's going in the right direction.
Yeah, well, I definitely appreciate everything y'all been teaching me.
I would just like to also say, you know, I got a big show coming up this March 7th.
That's
and we got all kind of activity coming up, and one thing we got to do is don't get his butt whooped, Wild Man. He's trying to lock in with my son, but I told him we ain't got no zoo in Auburn, so we ain't got no reason keeping their zookeeper down there. So
the reason why I said I was going to Jackson on March 7th, that's my birthday too. And, you know, I ain't ashamed of my game or whatever. Let me tell you. My wife said, my wife told me to go out to Jackson early, and I got a certain time if I don't sell that car, whether I sell it or not, to bring my butt back home so she can take me out to celebrate my birthday. Now, that's exactly what she said. So you know what I said. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. But anyway, we're gonna have, and I appreciate that, you know. I mean, you know, I'm not, you know, people go where they want to go. You know, I hope Mike have a successful show, and I think he feels the same way about me. People go where they want to go, you know, but if you're close in the, like Jay Bunn say, in the Central Georgia area, come on down to US 19, man. We got a whole bunch going on. We got a 28-29 shootout, $2,000 to win. We got a small block, 28-inch, tied up to our lot. $1,000 be added to the pot on that 8-car minimum. I got the guy named Ricky Lake. He's from Dothan, Alabama. He's bringing in a 650 class, Super Street 650 class. Guaranteed purse, $1,000. We also got a we got the diesel truck shootout. We got the diesel truck that's going to be up there doing it up with the slicks and all that stuff on. I'm missing something. And I got a 6-0 and a 7-0 class. Along, and I know we're going to show enough people getting it. And we also got a ET class for the bike. So I tried, you know, it's my re-grand opening since we, you know, redone the track. And a lot of, I've been hearing a lot of positive feedback about the track. It's like you're riding on 75. And it's real smooth. So the guy did a tremendous job of putting the concrete down. And so if y'all ain't got nothing to do, and Wild Man, if you get through selling your car in time, and if your wife decides to let you drive out a little piece, come on down to Albany, and we got a place down there called Blackbeard, a steakhouse. And yep. Buddy, I tell you, you would love it. You would love it.
We might check it out. All right, well, Jay Barnes, you got anything else you want to add? Time is really gone, the hours, but, you know, I always go run over, you know. But tonight, I really feel like a lot of things were accomplished in that. It's that horse that I was saying, that three-legged horse, and he grew another leg. So from what you said, you know, things was going smooth. Now, let me say this about Mark. I did not know who Mark was until after the show, and I went on Facebook and clicked on his name. I'm going like, I'll be doggone, that's Mark, you know. I remember holding money for Mark with Tony Wright out at Fayetteville, and he lost. Okay, that's all I'm going to say, but I know who Mark is now, and you know, and he got to understand that I never leave mics open because you hear a lot of background noise. And I'm the professor and originator of, I close your mic, you know, if I feel like I need to close it. Because we can all sing together, but we can't talk together because somebody ain't going to hear what you're saying. But Mark, you know, I hope I didn't upset you. And Crunch, I want to do a show for you, Crunch, because you have some good ideas, but you just talk on the internet. What you need to do is do a show with your good ideas, you know, and stop beating up people because you keep saying grudge racing for money. You know, everybody know that. And whether it's a dollar or $10,000, if they're racing, grudge racing, and that's what they put up, that's what it is, you know. And I talk to a lot of people about Crunch, and they say, he got some good ideas, but he just gets himself behind the eight ball, you know. So if you want to do a show about that, Crunch, all you got to do is give me a call. And just go to Facebook, and you can pull up LDAWildman1 at AOL.com, and I'll let you come on and put whoever you want on and see if you can get your promos that you love so much to go grudge racing. But them guys are kind of hard, and I know the reason why They ain't been out there. And it's not for me to say. It's for them to say. And if they won't say, then I ain't gonna say. Alright, so Jay Barnes, I'm gonna let you end it. Let me go down here and ask Long Island Joe, you got anything you wanna say?
No, I'm pretty good. I'm just listening now.
Okay. And that's Jay. And this is Bobby. Anything you wanna say before you go, Bobby?
Like I said, good show, Wild Man. Hey, and good night, everybody.
Okay. And how about you, Mr. 1000? I thought you was Mr. 3000. That must have been something else. I needed to
No, my
okay.
brother, 5 grand. When I work rotating shifts, so this Wednesday I might be off, but I might not be off till another couple Wednesdays, and sometime he would call in.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I know it's kind of far away, but June 20th, Father's Day weekend, we got No Excuses Grudge Fest again. So far, we got a 28-inch tire shootout. We got a bounty on a Tim with the car used to be called Karma, APS Muffler.
Yeah.
And we got a hand clutch bike shootout. Some other stuff going on, but I'll keep y'all updated.
It's never too soon if you're putting on a show because you got to let people know. I'm a poet and still don't know it. Okay. All right, Mr. 1000. And,
all right, y'all have a good one. Be safe.
Okay. All right. And Sunshine, I know you're switching in the kitchen, but I ain't going to mess with you unless you want to key the mic and say bye because I know you got to get dinner ready. And I know
appreciate
how it
that.
Is.
Y'all have a good night.
Okay. All right then, Sunshine. I know how it is in my house when my wife say it's time to end the show. The only thing I can do is say final comment. And now it's up to you, Jay Barnes. Your final comment, and we out of here.
All right, Wild Man. Again, I appreciate you providing a platform for everybody to come on. And, you know, I want to get in this last word that, you know, for grudging, we're out here just trying to improve some things that we are doing. And the people who want to support it, we want you to support it. We want to be able to give support back. And the people who don't want it, then I hope that we can agree to stay in our lanes and you know, let them do what they do and we'll do what we do. Wow. But
okay.
For the people that want on our side, we look, you know, we always want to improve, you know, and we just want to do better. We want to make this industry just that, an industry, and keep improving. So thank you again, Wow.
Okay, and I was going to do a show about street racing, TV show, but I passed because they had an episode where the guy supposedly got stopped by the sheriff, and I called up the sheriff, a friend of mine, and asked him about it, and he was bent out of shape with it, and he wanted me to do a show about that, about the people who got killed in Burke County, and after talking to one of the wives that her husband is now doing time for that, I decided to leave it alone. But I'm just gonna leave it alone and leave it like that. You know.
Well, Wild Man, let me add to that too. That I was present on a street race this been some years ago, and a guy got killed. And like most times, crazy accident. And, you know, and everybody out there was friends, and nobody, you know, a car got loose, and a couple of people got hit, a guy got killed, and he was about 30 years old, 35 years old, with a wife, two kids, and, you know, it's just a bad situation. We're all addicted to it. At that point, that turned my, and, you know, I did a lot of street racing. But I realized that's something that we can't promote. It's not safe. It's not safe. And the fact that when something go wrong, it generally goes very wrong. And so, you know, I that's another thing about this street outlaw. It's a lot of young people, 16, 17 years old, you know, that show is influencing to go out here in the street and race.
I wish they would change that format. I wish they would change that format so that it, you know, it wouldn't be. I don't even understand how they can promote something that's illegal, you know, and make it look like they're getting away with it. I don't understand that, but I have been involved in, you know, in that where someone got killed, and you know, and the court system step in. It's for real. You know, they're trying to send you for homicide, murder, or whatever it is they try to get you on. And it's for real. It ain't no place. It's not a play charge. And the person and the people out there that get injured, they're dead for real. So, in racing, there's enough cases where you know you can see it happening. So.
Yeah.
I just think that's one of the things that I wish. I'm glad that the show exists because it does highlight racing, but it puts such a bad spin on it, the street racing. You know that it hurts the industry.
And the bad part about it is when they show an episode where they actually crash, you know. But you know. I'm just going to say this, then I'm going to get off the subject. The thing about it is, you don't see cars out there really street racing with the equipment that they have, you know. And so I'm just going to leave it like that. I'm not going to rock their cradle. I'm not going to go ahead and holler against it because it's entertainment, you know. And entertainment is what sells. You know, the entertainment on the grudge racing side is when two cars are at the track, and this entertainment for the spectators and the fans. That's real entertainment. Entertainment is listening to Long Island Joe's show, Willie Dog's show, BET's show, Pro Stock Joe's show. All of the Grudge Inc. shows, the video production that you have on, that comes on YouTube, you know, and this show, it's entertainment, you know. And if they choose to go to entertainment, which is going to cause people to have, to lose their life if they do it at home, that's why they always do the disclaimer, don't try this at home, you know. You never hear grudge racers say, don't try this at home. We always say, build you a car. But you build your car.
Hey, Wildman.
Yeah.
Can I get you to come to Macon and shoot one of them videos on the GNN video? I think that would take it over the top right there, Wildman.
Okay, just give me a date to come down. It's got to be on the weekend.
I think if you shoot GNN, that's the push we need to push it over the top.
Okay. Well, I'll get with you and set a date, and I'll come to Macon, and because Macon got some nice restaurants too. We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen.
All right, Wildman. I'm looking forward to that one.
Okay.
Man, hey, Wildman, maybe you can do one with Sunshine Law.
Yeah, I can do it with her.
Wildman, no offense, but Jay just threw me on the bus. Jay, don't do that. I like to stay behind the camera, not in front.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wildman, we got to work on getting you and Sunshine in front of that camera. You see what a lovely job Sunshine did. I can't wait for y'all together to do it.
Yeah, she does a good job. She does. Yep.
But I'm like you, Wildman. I don't like to be in front because I lose my train of thought.
Well, see, that's just like when I got my award. I was like nowhere. Wow. Boom.
Yeah.
Couldn't even open my mouth. Couldn't say a word. So I
understand. Wildman, that ain't just any award. When you got your lifetime achievement award, Wildman. I mean, come on, Wildman.
Well, maybe that's why I didn't have nothing to say. I couldn't think of nothing to say. I was speechless, you know. I really was. And, well, maybe we'll get together and see what we can do. Yep.
Okay.
All right. So, got the other shows going on, and everybody has had their final comments, and I don't have anything else to say. I always say, listen to the close, because it has some good stuff for you. When I close the show, it has something that I am saying, this is what I wanted to say. I wrote the script on this one. So, without any further ado, like I always say, I'll see you at the races.
You're listening to Grudge Talk Radio with the Wild Man.
Good night, and remember, the world is full of winners and losers. Here's hoping you're one of them.